This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Scott.
What are you suggesting as I approach my 30th year here?
I'm just saying. I think you should be proud.
Maybe it's time to be put out to pasture?
No, very few people are in one role with one company that entire time.
Maybe I should retire.
Happen to be one of them.
Simmer down. You're approaching your 29th year, okay?
Oh, please.
That's true.
I know.
You know, our dads
In December of 96.
Yeah, our dads and our grandfathers used to work for one company. They would retire and get like a gold watch, Seiko. You don't see that kind of longevity at all anymore. Like, ask any hiring manager today. What is the average number of jobs people jump today? It's a large number.
Scott, it's very easy for me to remember when you started here.
Because I wasn't even born yet.
It was 5 months before I was born.
Wow. Wow.
Jeez.
You were at least a toddler when I started my career.
Okay. We went to college together, Dana.
Still older than I am. I'm just stating a fact.
We were at KU at the same time.
Not the same grade. I'm just stating a fact.
Grade? What are you in? Eighth grade? Those are called years.
I'm just saying.
Those are called years when you're a senior.
You are a freshman. A few years my senior.
I was a senior when she was a freshman. That is correct.
Were you a super senior?
I was a super senior. And what? Wait a minute. That is not my fault.
I wasn't saying it like it was a bad thing. It took me 7 years to get a four-year degree.
Yeah, that's called a doctor.
I know.
I went to the University of Nebraska and took Western Civ 1 and 2. Western Civ 1, to this day, is the hardest class I ever took. When I transferred to KU, KU would not accept Nebraska's Western Civ 1 and Western Civ 2, to which I said to the lady at Strong Hall, that's because you didn't have to take it. And she goes, sorry, son, it doesn't transfer. So I had to do an extra, well, let's just say at that point I decided to do a little less than 16 credit hours a semester because I knew I was coming back for a fifth year.
Ballroom dancing, anyone?
Yeah.
Everyone took that their senior year.
Most worthless class you ever took in college.
Eastern Civ.
Yep.
Right up there with Western Civ. It's a toss-up.
Civ was worse.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It was bad.
I cannot remember a single thing I learned in Eastern Civ, nor if I've ever used any of it in my life.
Just for general knowledge about the world that we live in and how we got to where we are and why things are.
And as you make that point, you're getting ready to take a sip of your coffee.
I took geography.
It's the most important class you can take.
Wait, what did you just say?
Geography.
I would agree with that, Dan. I never took it.
Clearly.
I know that that does not come as a surprise to anyone. I never took geography. No one ever told me it should or could.
If I gave you a world map, we've done this before. We've done the states. If I gave you a world map, and maybe we could print one off in the next break.
No, I'm good.
And if I gave you a world map.
They've got them on the internet. You can just pull that up.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
And we're not talking about, you know, Azerbaijan or Georgia or, you know, something.
You mean the countries.
Georgia is a country.
Right.
Yeah, I think the Caucasus region might be.
We're going to ignore the Caucasus region.
Too advanced right now.
Georgia is south of Russia.
Right.
It's in the Caucasus region, hence the name Caucasian.
I got nothing.
But if we were to do big ones like Australia.
Well, I know where Australia
or
is.
Or India.
China.
Yes.
Sri Lanka?
No.
Sri Lanka is a no-go.
That's a no-go.
Singapore.
Chile. I know that looks like a green bean. I will tell you this. My children know all kinds of geography because they've traveled the world. I never leave Kansas City.
Why not? Why don't you go to Europe sometime?
I'm going to do that. In the next year, we are doing Europe.
What do you mean like you never leave Kansas City?
Well, I mean, I never leave, you know, with the frequency that everyone around me seems to.
You mean out of the country?
Yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, to Mexico, but that's a trip, not a vacation.
What?
Okay.
I've been to Alaska. I've been to Hawaii.
Alaska's not a country.
I know. I'm just saying that's
but it is
really
far.
It is far, and that is. And we did have to fly into Canada. Fun fact: to get to Alaska, so now I know where that is.
But did your feet? You now know where Canada is, only because you.
I'm like, why are we going to Right. Anyway,
you could just look north, and it's all up there.
But if you never leave here. I've just never really needed to know what things look like there.
I just want to have fun at your expense.
No, I've been very honest about the fact that I don't know where things are. I don't know where things are here. Looked up today and thought, my God, I'm on a frontage road. I don't know how to get out.
Where were you going that got you onto a frontage road?
I was on a frontage road in Lenexa. Traffic scared me today because
why?
People are acting like they've never driven in the rain.
Oh, yeah, 69 Highway with the amount of rain that was coming down was a free-for-all.
It was bad.
The right two lanes were going 25,
the left
two lanes.
There were traffic lights out last night on the way home. There were traffic lights out today, Jamie Monticelli said. Oh, Shawnee Mission Parkway last night was a
disaster.
Yes.
Not only the volume of traffic, how many cars did you count last night? We were talking about this yesterday.
Without their headlights on.
How many? Because I counted.
I diverted and went around that mess. How many did you count?
8.
Wow.
God.
What time was it?
This was at 6 o'clock to 6:20. Well, it took me 30 minutes to get home last night because traffic was horrible.
There was a stoplight out.
Between here? No, that was a couple nights ago.
Nope, last night. I'm telling you, my car kept trying to get me to cut around Shawnee Mission Parkway. I'm like, what is this thing trying to do? And then I saw it, and I was like, oh. It was probably 20. It would have added 20 minutes to my route home had I stayed on Shawnee Mission Parkway
last night. It took me 30 minutes to get home. By the way, 15 minutes from Squibb here at Metcalf and Shawnee Mission Parkway to I-35.
Yes.
15 minutes.
Yes.
To go 2 miles.
You guys should stay till 7. There's no traffic there. I would just like to point out that this entire segment has been nothing short of a confirmation that we all have ADHD.
Oh, no doubt. Can you print me off a world map without,
it's really not
without
necessary.
The country? I just want to have a little fun.
Can we go back to the fact that Dana said that Chile looks like a green bean?
Yeah. It's long on the side.
She's kind of right.
Yeah.
I'd give her that one.
You got to give me that one, Sam.
Chile and a chili pepper.
Now, find it on the globe.
That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know where South America is located.
Mm-hmm.
South of us.
You get me a little bit over the pond. I'm lost. Like, is that Iraq? I don't remember. All those places are over there.
All right, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.